Well, I think we'll move on to something we talked about at the opening. Is Summer Rob's? I think you're looking, you're using that right now on Flames Nation to look at comparables for the entire roster. What's it called again?
Well, we named it the Snaps system recently. That's mostly because,
yeah.
That originally, the SNEP system, the at the time unnamed SNEP system, was developed to find just similar players throughout history, so that just to give you some more insight into a player. But ultimately, its value as a projection system was identified. You know, well, wait a minute, we can just see how those players did the next year, and that gives us sort of a high water, low water average expectation for the player in question. And since, you know, pretty much the best projection system that's out there right now is called Vokoda. That, again, that's Tom Awad's invention, is Vokoda. And he called it Vokoda after the, you know, the rough kind of fringe hockey player Mick Vokoda from years ago, yeah, as a play on words of the baseball system, which is called Pecota,
right,
which is actually an acronym for something. And so he called his Vokoda as a play on words. And so I figured I'm going to call mine Harold Snaps, who's sort of my favorite kind of rough and dirty character type player. If anyone, I'm sure anyone that watched hockey back then knows exactly who Harold Snaps is and appreciates that. In fact, I had a conversation with Harold Snaps about it as well. He's a great guy.
Did you?
And he actually thought it was hilarious that I actually named the projection system after him when he never really scored very many points.
How did you happen to be talking to him about it?
Well, actually, it was Gabe's idea. I, just like I had done this SNEP system for Flames Nation 2 years in a row now,
right,
this past year I did it on Gabe's site because, of course, now he's reshaped behind the net, the main site, into Arctic ice hockey for the Winnipeg Jets. So I did it for the Jets.
Okay.
And at the end of the series, I kind of asked him and Ben Wendorf, you know, sort of what sort of piece would they like me to cap it off with? Because, you know, every week I was covering a few more players.
Right.
And he said, well, why don't you cap it off with an interview with Harold Snaps? So I said, sure, why not? So I contacted Harold Snaps. He was game, but he said it had to get cleared by the Vancouver Canucks, and they were not game. So,
why did they say?
Well, I'm probably not letting out a big secret when I say, you know, I've talked to a lot of NHL teams throughout the course of writing these books and writing articles, and NHL hockey teams, I mean, you're lucky if they even return your phone calls or your emails or your letters. They really have no interest, most of them, I should say, have absolutely no interest whatsoever in working with us at all. If you're not one of the major chains, they really don't want to talk to you. Of course, that's my experience. Maybe I'm just a very unlikable fellow.
No, that sounds about right.
So, but, you know, I'll try again next year and maybe have more luck and, you know, maybe even get him into this podcast.
I don't know if he'll want to travel to Calgary in November, and I wouldn't blame him at all.
Yes.
But anyway, about the have you looked at how close some of the projections have come? I mean, you haven't been doing it for very long, but I mean, I've looked at them and they look very reasonable when you do some of them, especially for the Calgary players. But have you been able to go back and look at how some of the projections have come out?
Yeah. Well, for the first time, I took a look at all the projections and compared it to actual results and see how close they were. And I used Vokoda as my comparison because it's pretty much accepted to be more or less the best projection system that's out there. And it compares very favorably to Vokoda. Mm-hmm. It generally tends to be more pessimistic. It generally tends to pull players down, but that actually tends to make it more accurate.
Right.
The advantage of Vokoda has, of course, is it predicts games played, whereas the SNEP system, as it's written right now, just predicts, you know, goals per game, assists per game.
Right.
But the main thing I've learned from the SNEP system, and actually you can learn the same thing from Vokoda, it's very difficult. Projection points for players is very, very difficult. In fact, Kent, you might have noticed when we were doing the Calgary Flames a couple years ago or last year, you'll notice that I would say something like Jerome McGinley is good for anywhere from 55 to 95 points. You're like, well, thanks for the newsflash, Bowman. That's fantastic. And then at the end of the year, see, I nailed it. He was between 55 and 95. It's a great system.
You're a genius.
But as you'll recall, I mean, some of the guys, it caught at the upper end of the scale, you know, like a Ginla or a Tange. There's other guys that caught at the lower end, you know, like Stajan or Bomeister or something. And there's some guys that just nailed exactly, like Jokinen. But as a whole, you'll notice we added up all the projections, and you'll notice as a whole, it was nailed.
Yeah.
And again, that's, you know, the more data you're looking at, the more likely you are to nail it. But in any individual case, it's very, very difficult. But that's something that you need to keep in mind. I mean, in reality, Iguodala is, you know, he could get 55 points. He could get 95 points. I mean, it's not like Iguodala's going to score in a tight band between, you know, 70 and 76 points. I mean, there's a high potential swing from year to year for him or for any other player.
I think one of my questions for it is, how do you choose the historical comparatives for each player? Because I always look at some of the lists you use to say, you know, here's who I'm comparing it to. Like, where do you get these guys from? So...
Oh, it's a pretty simple system, and I went through a few different iterations, a few different trials. It was based first and foremost on the premise that Tom Awad once told me when he was doing Vokoda that, or it was either Tom or Gabe that told me that a player's most recent season has twice the predictive power roughly as the season before.
Okay.
And so it was based on that premise. So it takes the current season, weights it by four.
Okay.
Takes the season before that, weights it by two, and then takes the player's combined career totals prior to that straight up, and then divides the whole thing by seven. You know, 4-2-1, divide by seven.
Okay.
And then I basically look, so you have those numbers, and then you look through the entire league, you look at the absolute value, like the difference in the absolute value between the target player's, you know, mishmashed whatever, goals per game,
mm-hmm.
and the player's goals per game and assists per game, adds it together, and that gives you what I call a similarity score. And I've just found empirically that anything below a similarity score of two generally tends to be, you know, pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty accurate. Seems to make sense intuitively. Although... there's two things I want to sort of add to that. The first thing is, you know, Tom does use historical data in Vokoda, but he only looks at the post-expansion era from 1967 to current, which is probably a good idea. I was going to play with snaps. I use all of history.
Right.
But I was going to play with snaps to see if using 67 and on is better than using all. I mean, you have fewer comparison, fewer data points, but the data points you do have are more relevant, more accurate. So I was going to see if there's a difference there. And I've already taken a look to see if he's right about that predictive power being twice as high by looking at the correlation between a player's stats 1 year and his stats the year before and 2 years before. And in the post-expansion era, it doesn't seem to have twice the correlation.
No.
But again, you kind of have to regress that to the mean before you calculate the regression. So there's actually a bit more homework I have to do before I start saying Tom Awad is full of crap. So
we really appreciate that. Yeah.
Which is always a good rule of thumb. You know, you want to do your homework before. I always get a kick out of it whenever I see like a sort of an email argument between someone and either Tom or Gabe or someone like that. And whenever I look at that, it's almost like looking at that car crash you're telling me about before. You know, just do your homework. This is my advice. Always do your homework before you get into an argument with Tom or Gabe if it's about statistical hockey.
Because they have done their homework.
They have done their homework. Yeah. And pretty. It's always funny. It's hilarious because after a few email exchanges back and forth, it literally does devolve into people, you know, using the word like clutch and stuff like that.
Falling
back
on cliches, basically.
Yeah. And at that point, you know, Gabe or Tom, like, you know, declares themselves the winner. The moment you mention... The moment you mentioned Brandon Yip is clutch, he usually declares himself the winner of the argument right there.
That he does.
Yeah. So let me do my homework before I call Tom out.
So I think we can end up on that note. Thanks for everyone for swinging by. Justin Azevedo can be found at Matchsticks and Gasoline as usual. What's your Twitter handle there, Justin?
Just at AzevedoJ.
Jonathan Willis can be found anywhere and everywhere on the net. Why don't you give us an overview of where you write, John, and what your Twitter handle is?
Twitter handle is just Jonathan Willis, and I'm all over the Nation Network, Oilers Nation, Jets Nation, Leafs Nation primarily. I'm also at Hockey Prospectus and the Edmonton Journal's Call to Hockey. I think that's most of it right now.
Perfect. And thanks for Rob Volman for coming in today and adding some his insight and some comedy to the show. Where can people find you, Rob?
Well, on Twitter, you want to follow at Rob Volman NHL. You can find me on Hockey Prospectus, ESPN Insider, Flames Nation, Arctic Ice Hockey, ChelyosIsOld.com, RichiesUgly.com, just like I'm almost as prevalent as Jonathan Willis.
Almost, but not quite.
No, who is?
Nobody is, yeah.
Who is?
Thanks again, guys.